This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I've got a really great rock star with us today, Christopher Lockhead. He is the co-author of the HarperCollins instant classic, Play Bigger, How Pirates, Dreamers, and Innovators Create and Dominate Markets. He's a co-host of Legends and Losers podcast and has been a three-time public company CMO and an entrepreneur, very successful. Fast Company magazines called him a human exclamation point. We'll have to find out what that means. And The Economist calls him off-putting to some. Christopher, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Derek. It's great to be here.
Man, I love seeing that. That begs the question. I mean, in your bio, we talk about being 18 and getting thrown out of school, no other options, start a company, and then 30 years in business, you're very successful. You're endorsed by some big names. Your book endorsed by the CEO of Salesforce.com and the founder, Jim Goetz, the Forbes number one venture capitalist in the world, a partner at Sequoia Capital, all saying big things about what you're doing. So tell me about what are some other odds of winning an increasingly crowded world?
You know, it's getting tougher and tougher all the time, as I'm sure your listeners know. We live in an ever increasing winner take all world. So for our book Play Bigger, we analyzed every technology company founded since 2000 up through 2015, and we built a big data store of information about those companies, and in particular how quickly they grew, not just in revenue, but how they grew in value, that is to say, market cap or valuation. And we ultimately asked a series of questions, but one of the first questions we asked was, most marketers, as you know, Derek, they tend to study market share. What percentage of a market goes to companies? And market share is an important thing to know and study, of course. But there's a lot of data about that. We asked a different question, which is, what percentage of market cap, that is to say total value created in a given category, goes to the leader? And like I said, we analyzed this in the tech space, and it turns out that number is 76%. So one company gets approximately 2/3 of total value created. And in a lot of categories, it's actually even more stark than that. Facebook, for all practical purposes, has no competitor. Google, for all practical purposes, has no competitor. You mentioned in your very sweet intro of me, which my mother will love. Thank you very much. Mark Benioff, the founder of Salesforce.com. For all practical purposes, Salesforce has no competitors. So there's a dynamic that takes over, and we can talk about it if you like. Yes. When category, company, and product, we call that the magic triangle. When the magic triangle happens at the right time, pow, that's how you get Uber. That's how you get Facebook. That's how you get Starbucks. That's how you get 5-Hour Energy. That's how you get Spanx.
Derek Champagne here. Hey, if you're feeling isolated right now, if this health scare has got you working remotely or you're feeling uncertain, I want to invite you to check out my mastermind. Come join us. It's DerekChampagneMastermind.com.